This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the rights of people. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z here on IB English Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And obviously the topic of rights of people is a huge one. And maybe we're not always that aware that there's so many aspects of in our daily life where we are maybe sort of either infringing on the rights of people, or the other thing is that maybe we're not actually thinking about the rights of people either. So those two, to some extent, go hand in hand. But I'll try and explain it, just referring to an example from the life of the Iranian martyr Ibrahim Hadi, who was always very concerned with the rights of all people, of other people. He didn't think so much about his own rights, for sure. I think he was very concerned, mainly with the rights of other people. So the story goes that during a game of football, with some of the children, a friend of Ibrahim's left the game somehow with another kid's shoes on his feet. So he's sort of just left where they'd been playing and went back to his place. And later on, Ibrahim rocked up at his friend's house and sort of knocked at the door and said, "Don't you," and was saying to him, "Look, you did something wrong," and was then explaining to him, "Don't you know that God doesn't overlook the rights of people?" And obviously his friend didn't quite understand what he was talking about in the beginning. And obviously then he understood, whether he'd just sort of put on the wrong pair of shoes or whatever. But obviously Ibrahim Hadi was aware of this. He had seen this. And obviously if we're really aware of the rights of other people, then this is something that we're always thinking about, because we cannot infringe on the rights of people. And, you know, the rights of people are, you know, everything in the world, in a sense, has its own rights. But I'll try and explain that in a moment. Welcome back to A to Z here on IB English Radio. And obviously I'm talking about the rights of people, and the rights of people is a complex thing. So we know that, for example, there's the beautiful treatise on rights by Imam Sajjad. And so the rights of people, the rights even of nature, the rights of, for example, trees, the rights of mother, of father, everything's given to us. Rights of an employer, rights of an employee, he's listed everything for us. Now, every single human being obviously has rights, and to some extent, depending on the role we have in life, the rights might be a bit different. So, for example, the rights of a mother will be a bit different to the rights of a father. Rights of a child are different, obviously, to the rights of the parents. But this is something Allah, in a sense, has allocated also amongst all of creation, just the way Allah has allocated sustenance amongst sort of all of creation as well. So what does this mean? So obviously, Ibrahim Hadi was very aware of this. And what did he do? So he actually did more than just being aware. He actually went out of his way, and he then explained to his friend about the rights of people. And, you know, this is actually a sort of commandment that we often forget. It's not just in sort of unusual circumstances that we sort of we enjoin the good and we try and prohibit the bad. This also extends to like daily life. So we should actually speak up if we can see that, for example, someone's rights are being infringed, or for example, if we, on the contrary, if we want something to do something good, if we want to highlight that. So it goes both ways. So maybe that's something we can bear in mind, that if we do want to think about the rights of people, we need to be more aware of this ourselves. And we actually need to also maybe speak up when we see that the rights of people are sort of maybe being infringed. And, you know, this is part of being a believer. Anyone whose rights are being infringed, they're basically being oppressed. And, you know, we can't stand for oppression, not against other people, not against ourselves. And we also shouldn't oppress ourselves, by the way. So, inshallah, there are some insights in there for you, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on Arab English Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.